Let's now go to po sa ating message. I was so encouraged by the exhortation of Brother Bicoy because somehow his exhortation is related to my message to you this morning. There are two things that I would like to thank God for as I stand before you this morning. The first thing is that I thank the Lord because I was given another opportunity to magnify and glorify Him and to exalt Him before you, my brothers and my sisters. It's not very often that I stand before you, but I thank Him for giving me another opportunity to magnify the Lord before you. The second thing is this: the Lord never fails to school me in the message that I was about to preach. When I was preparing this message, I was suffering from a severe COVID. And just right before I was about to complete the message, I have a massive setback at work that almost cost me my job. But you see, in all of these things, the Lord saw me through, and His words proved to be true. And I hope and pray that as you sit down and listen to this preaching, you will also be blessed in a profound way. Amen po ba? With that, can we just ask again our Lord in prayer to guide us and inspire us and be with us as we delve once more into His truths. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You for another opportunity to be able to listen to Your words preached, Lord of God. Not very many people have this kind of opportunity and privilege, and yet here we are basking in freedom, Lord, without inhibition and apprehension, Lord of God, because Lord, there is no persecution here in our nation. And so we thank You. We thank You, Lord of God, for bringing us here once more. Father, in a special way, we ask for Your guidance. Be with us. Inspire us, Lord of God. We ask, Lord, that You will not allow anything that will go in between us in understanding Your words. Lord, Holy Spirit, be our teacher this morning. I ask, Lord, for Your strength, strengthening and help. Lord of God, I am unworthy to deliver this message, but only by Your grace I am able to stand before them. So accomplish Your purpose, Lord of God, to each one who will hear Your truths, Lord of God. We ask, Lord, that You illumine our minds, Lord of God, this morning, so that, Lord, as we embrace, as we grasp Your truths, Lord, You will enable us also to obey, Father, in whatever commands, Lord, that You want us to do. Oh, Lord, one thing we ask is that Your name be magnified once more in this preaching. In Jesus' name, amen. The last few weeks had been very depressing for most people of Baguio. I'm not sure if you had seen the video clip of that young lady who committed suicide in one of our overpass structure here. Have you seen that video? For several days, I cannot help but to be disturbed. One of my co-workers who happened to be her distant relative told me that her family had been through a lot. Her brother has been in ICU for so long, and the parents had to closely monitor him. The grandmother is also sick. and they have issues with a land dispute. And having no one to talk to drove her to depression, which led her to do the unthinkable. Just recently, I was counseling a mother whose young son tried to end his life because of depression due to unmet expectations. You see, brethren, we live in a world in which many, if not most, people are battered by fear and anxiety, and some end in depression and sometimes fatal. Some are anxious about the future and they fear what awaits them. Some continue to dwell in the past and they are anxious about what has already transpired. Still, others are afraid of the present. Their souls are being eaten by fear of how they are going to cope with the severity of their present predicaments and circumstances. Many people are afraid to wake up in the morning knowing the unbearable burdens and anxiety they must deal with. Maybe even at this time, as you listen to me, some of you may be carrying a very heavy burden. Some of us are possessed with the thought of how unstable our financial future is and the different events and upheavals that are happening around the world, such as wars and rumors of wars, inflation, famine, calamities, etc. How about joblessness, growing debts, health concerns, and relational problems that keep us wide awake at night? You see, brethren, these are real and present predicaments that all men experiences, both believers and non-believers alike. And just like those young people I mentioned earlier, you may ask, how does God want me to respond to these difficult and trying circumstances of life? Maybe that's your question. How does God want me to respond to these difficult and trying circumstances of life? A response that would honor God. And if I'm going to give title to this preaching this morning, it is this: God honoring response to trials. God honoring response to trials. And is taken from Psalm 23. That's why I mentioned earlier I was so encouraged by Brother Bicoy's exhortation passage. Yes, my dear brethren, I would like to assure you we have the answer. And it's not from this world, but from the very pages of the scriptures that were entrusted to us. And with that, each one of us can praise God. Amen po ba? And this morning, I would like us to take a look at the life of King David. He is an example of someone who went through difficult circumstances, just like us. And in those times, he honored God in his response. Yes, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, there is a response to difficult and trying circumstances that honors and glorifies God. And David wrote that in Psalm chapter 23. In that psalm, he says that we should trust God because he is the good and faithful shepherd, and that we should rejoice in his grace. Of course, my dear friends, it does not necessarily mean that if we respond this way, our difficult situations will go away. In fact, for some of us, it may even get worse. But as you learn to trust God more and more, you will see that He is sovereign and that He is in full control of all things, as the Scriptures says. You and I can rest on the truth. Listen to this. That God never stops doing what is best for His children. You and I can rest on the truth that God never stops doing what is best for His children, even in what you're going through right now. David is convinced of this truth, and we should too, my dear brothers and sisters. God is the one leading, He is the one in control, He is the one who knows, and He is the one who ordained every detail of your circumstances. Amen po ba? This is true more than 3,000 years ago, and this is true now. This is the peace that we have in God. Just like what Paul said in Romans 8:23, we know that all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Before I continue, just very quickly, I would like to discuss to you the background of this psalm. Psalm 23. Like many others, this beloved psalm bears the simple title, A Psalm of David. It is not clear when David wrote this psalm. Some commentator says that it was when his son Absalom tried to take the kingdom from him in 2 Samuel 15. Where David flees from Jerusalem and went down to the river Jordan, he crossed it by the passage that was called Jabbok. He went on into a land that was called Gilead, and there he met Barzillai. And Barzillai was a shepherd. He tends sheep. And sheep give wool for making clothes, milk and meat for food. And here, Barzillai gave David food and shelter. All this made David think God was like a shepherd. Yet, most scholars and commentators account this psalm to be a psalm of David's maturity, depicting vivid remembrance of his youth as a shepherd. On either account, David was a man just like we are. He was tempted to fret over his life on many occasions. But you see, David overcame sinful worry and honored God by trusting and rejoicing in Him. Kaya niya po nasulat ang Psalm 23. This psalm is such a beautiful psalm. In fact, one commentator or one American Reformed Christian theologian said, his name is James Voice. Sabi niya po, millions of people have memorized this psalm. Even those who have learned few other scripture portions. Ministers have used it to comfort people who are going through severe personal trials, suffering illness, or dying. For some, the words of this psalm has been the last they have ever uttered in their life. So it was such a beautiful psalm. And I'm sure many of us here have used this in our devotion time. Okay? So if you have not used this psalm, I encourage you to do so in your devotion. Let us now go to our message. Please stand up. Sige po, para hindi po tayo antukin. Please stand up and read with me. Basahin ko lang po. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou dost prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God. Sige po, makaupo na po tayo. Psalm 23 provides for us a structure of a paradigm to be followed throughout our lives as we respond to all the difficulties and worries that come our way. And this psalm has two basic divisions, each one providing part of the answer to our question about difficulties, about anxiety, about worry. You see, the first four verses focus on God as the faithful and good shepherd of His people. Yun po yung unang division. God as the faithful and good shepherd of His people. And then the second section, made up of the last two verses, focuses our attention on God as the gracious shepherd. God as the gracious shepherd, hosting a sumptuous meal for His guest and results in rejoicing over His grace towards His sheep. Okay? So tingnan po natin yung unang bahagi ng passage po na ito. It's in verses 1 to 4. And it is entitled, God is our faithful, or is our good and faithful shepherd. God is our good and faithful shepherd. Let me just read again verses 1 to 4. The Lord is my shepherd. I will not be in need. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for the sake of His name. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. In verse 1, we will see that the Lord is a personal Savior or personal Shepherd. Read it again. The Lord is my shepherd. I will not be in need. So David was saying that he knew that the God of the universe, the one who created and sustained the whole of universe, was personal to him. And he was in control. God was a personal good shepherd to him. And the result of this, according to David, was the knowledge that he lacked nothing. Some version says, the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. Yes, the good shepherd, Yahweh, gives Himself to us, and therefore we lack nothing. Isa lamang po ang ibig sabihin nun. It only means that even in our difficulties, He deemed them necessary for our well-being. Even our trials and difficulties and problems, He deemed them necessary for our well-being. So the first step to honoring God in your response to difficulties is to know that God is your personal Savior, the Creator and Sustainer of all the universe is your personal shepherd. In an unenclosed country like Palestine during that time, the duties of a shepherd are very difficult. It is very burdensome. Every morning he leads the flock to pasture them and watches them all day, ensuring that none of them goes astray. And if anyone does, he diligently seeks them until he finds them. He must supply the flock regularly with fresh water. So he has to guide them either in running streams or well and furnish them with cribs. At night, he brought the flock home to fold, counting them as they passed through the rut at the door to assure none is missing. His labor does not end at sunset. Often he had to guard the fold through dark hours from the attack of wild beasts or thieves. That's how God is described here, as a shepherd, 24/7, 365 days a week, watching, caring, tending his sheep. In the next three verses, David spells out to us why God is the good and faithful shepherd. The faithful God who made himself available to become a personal shepherd to us. Makikita po natin sa verse 2, He provides and His provisions are enough. In fact, it is more than enough. It is perfect. He provides and His provisions are enough. Let me just read verse 2. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. In David's time, the green pastures most likely referred to the green shoots that wildlife in Palestine feasts every morning. The quiet waters probably refer to a wellspring or brooks with fresh waters. So here, the psalmist wants us to understand that this good shepherd provides for the need of his sheep. The shepherd wants them to have the best and is likewise sensitive to their needs. David wants us to understand that Yahweh does the same for his people. It was his experience and ought to be ours also. Some of us have deep struggles with our present financial situation, job and family situation, maybe ailments, as well as spiritual struggles, and maybe even sins. As sheep, sometimes we cannot wait for fresh waters, Dihuba. We stop to drink on the polluted potholes along the trails and get sick with the sin of the world. But the truth is, as we seek God in all of this, we are not getting the second best from Him. We are not getting the second best from God. He is a faithful shepherd to give us only what is excellent according to His purpose and will. Listen to what Paul said about this good personal shepherd. Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered up for all of us, will he not then along with him graciously gives us all things? That is our personal God and personal shepherd. Yes, my dear friends, my dear brothers and sisters, we can honor him knowing that he provides and his provisions are enough. He is good. He is the good and faithful shepherd because he provides and his provisions renews and satisfies. Makikita po natin yan sa first part ng verse 3. He provides and his provisions renews and satisfies. Basahin po natin ang first part. He restores my soul. The word restores means to turn back, to return. In the life of the sheep, the green pastures and quiet waters provided by the faithful and good shepherd are for their physical nourishment, to restore their health, to restore their energy. He revives and sustains the life of the sheep under his care. Similarly, my dear friends, God's provision for David and, of course, for us accomplishes the same, whether it is physical needs that are met or spiritual, it revives, it rebuilds, and it restores us. And as a result, it ultimately strengthens our trust and invigorates our faith in him. Amen po ba? It satisfies our deepest longings to receive from his caring hands. Brethren, it is not only reasonable to trust our faithful and good shepherd. It is a command. Yes, it is a command for us to trust him. Because doubting him would be a sin on our part. Yes, his provision is always enough. It also renews. It also satisfies us. So rather than worry ourselves to death, why not trust God for what only he can provide? Jesus himself promised this in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33. Ano po ang sabi ng Panginoon? Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be provided to you. Yes, we can honor him knowing that he renews and satisfies our souls. You see, my dear brothers and sisters, God's faithful provision is only part of what he does for those who knows and for those who love him. In second part of verse 3, we will see that he guides them as well. Let me read second part of verse 3. He guides me in the path of righteousness for the sake of his name. So David is saying here, as good and faithful shepherd, God guides us in life along paths of righteousness. You see, without the shepherd who guides the sheep towards the places of rest and provision, sheep will go astray, something that is very dangerous for them. And here David is testifying that in his life, God led him down paths of righteousness. From the time he was a shepherd himself until he was the king of Israel, And in similar manner, my dear friends, as His people, God leads us into greater and greater righteousness in our lives as well. It is His desire that we should be conformed to His will. Kaya nga po, mga kapatid, we need to continue to live a lifestyle of repentance, to hate sin, to abhor sin in any way we can. Just like what Paul is saying in 1 Thessalonians 4:7. 1 Thessalonians 4:7 says, "For God has not called us for impurity, but in sanctification." Yes, my dear brethren, even if we sin, God is our good and faithful shepherd who will forgive us. He will guide us. Just like what John says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous so that He will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, my dear friends, brothers and sisters, He guides. And there is a reason why He do this, why He leads us, and why He guides us. The end of verse 3 gives us the reason why God was such a faithful and good shepherd to David and still is for us today. Bakit po? He does it for His own name's sake. That is, it is for the sake of the glory and testimony of His name and honor. So He will do it for His glory. Yes, my dear brethren, He provides, He leads, and He guides His flock first and foremost for His glory, and then for our good. Yes, we can honor Him knowing that He guides us along paths of righteousness. During David's time, as we defined earlier, shepherds not only provide, lead, and guide, but also they must protect the sheep. That's why in verse 4, we will read that He protects. Let's go to verse 4. David says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for You are with me, and Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me." The phrase "valley of the shadow of death" most likely refers to deep ravines with sharp cliffs that are in Palestine. The shepherd, together with his flock, has to travel through these dangerous, deep, and dark ravines where wild beasts are hiding and waiting to pound on their prey. In his life, David went through all these dark circumstances. Remember, as we've been studying with Pastor in 1 and 2 Samuel, for instance, the times when he had to run and hide because Saul wanted to murder him, God saw through in these valleys of the shadows of death. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, we often travel through what appears to be dangerous circumstances. But this I bring to you. Please listen to this. We need not to be overcome with fear. For as the shepherd is with us and can ward off any danger by his rod and staff. In other words, God is powerful enough to protect us from danger. Why? Because God knows before He even created and saved us that we will have troubles in this world. Through Paul, he gives us comfort in these words in 1 Corinthians 10:13. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you except something that is common to man. And God is faithful, and he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, you and I will pass through these dark valleys of life. But God, who saved us, will never leave us nor forsake us. Amen po ba? Amen po. He alone passes approval on what things are permitted to afflict us. It is for our good and deeper knowledge of Him. Remember that. Romans 8:28. We have read that earlier. Romans 8:38-39. Romans 8:38-39. Let me just read that. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Verse 38, for I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Maybe some of you are going through tough times with your family, relational issues that are so difficult to figure out, lingering ailments maybe. Some of you are suffering from terminal illness, dire financial needs, and some may be dealing with death maybe of a loved one or work-related problems. My dear brethren, know this. God has not abandoned you. God has not abandoned you. He is not a hired man, as it were, who runs when trouble arises. Hindi po siya utusan, mga kapatid, na kapag mahirap na ang buhay, aalis na. Not our God. John 10:14. He is your faithful shepherd. John 10:14, he says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. Yes, my dear brethren, God is all-knowing in His wisdom. He only gives what is for our ultimate good and will not allow anything that would separate us from His love. In other words, what I'm saying is this: you can trust Him to protect you from everything. He does not conform to His plan for your life. He is able to protect you. God is a good and faithful shepherd. He provides for us without sparing a single detail. He guides us into a righteous life for the sake of His testimony. And He protects us by, of course, not by shielding us from difficulty. But sometimes He does that. Diba? But by permitting in our lives only, listen to this, but by permitting in our lives only what is beneficial to us according to His good purpose for us. Yes, we can honor Him in difficult times, knowing He is our good and faithful shepherd. My dear brethren, I could stop here, right? And I'm sure you're already rejoicing in your heart that we have such a God like this, a personal, good, and faithful shepherd. I could stop here. But just like in the commercial on TVs, diba? Wait, there is more. Diba? But wait, there is more. You see, we know that David is the man after God's own heart. Diba? We know that. We learned that, diba? In fact, I think Brother Bicoy mentioned that earlier in his exhortation. David did not mince words in his testimony about God in this psalm. In verses 5 and 6, we will see that God is also the gracious shepherd. In verse 6, we will see that his blessings abound. Verse 5, we will see that his blessings abound. Let us read verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. So here in this verse, David depicts God to us as a gracious host, throwing a banquet, as it were, in the presence of our enemy, sparing no extravagance for the guest. You see, Satan, the world, and those who persecute us because we believe in God wanted us to run, to hide, to fear, to panic, and to lose faith amidst trials and difficulties. Yes. Yet here David testifies that our good shepherd is gracious to us. In the presence of our enemies, he withholds no blessings from us. You see, shepherds anointed sheep with oil to heal their wounds and to keep the flies and bugs off. Yung po yung purpose ng oil. Bakit po ina-anoint yung mga sheep? To heal their wounds and to keep flies and bugs off. Because sheep cannot lie contentedly if insects are swarming around their nostrils or ears or open wounds. So the shepherd would pour oil on them. Yun po yung purpose po ng oil. And similarly, trials irritates us and can rob us of joy. Amen po ba? Can you say amen to that? Sino po dito pag may trials and difficulties, tuwan-tuwa? No. Trials irritates us and can rob us of joy. These are frustrating times. And we need traits, di ba? Like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We need those traits. And who is the source of all these godly qualities? We know it. Who? It's no other than the Holy Spirit, who is often pictured as the oil in the Bible. Our gracious shepherd has given us the oil of the Spirit to keep irritations from bugging us. In this verse, David even says, "My cup overflows," which could either mean that the quality of the drink is best or that the host has provided him with an abundance. So either way, the tremendous grace of God is evident in David's experience. true to David, true to us as well. Yes, my dear brethren, God is our gracious shepherd who never withholds blessing from us. We can honor him in our response, knowing this truth. And lastly, God is the gracious shepherd, not only because his blessings abound or overflows, but also because his presence will abide with us forever. Let us read verse 6. His presence abides for all of eternity. Certainly, goodness and faithfulness will follow me all the days of my life, and my dwelling will be in the house of the Lord forever. You see, my dear brethren, this gracious shepherd has two sheep dogs. Normally, shepherds has sheep dogs, di ba? That he teaches so that he can use them to protect also the flock. And here we will see that the two sheep dogs are goodness and loyal love. Mababasa po natin diyan, goodness and loyal love, which will certainly pursue his sheep wherever they go. That's us. His goodness and his loyal love will follow us all the days of our lives. David knew that because God is a gracious God, his life will always be centered around fellowship and communion with him. And so do we, mga kapatid. Yes, my dear brethren, the grace of God gives us that experience as well. You and I can testify to these truths. His goodness and his loyal love follows us all the days of our lives. This grace provided our salvation. He sent his own son, Jesus Christ, to become man, to bear our sins on the cross so that through his death, our sins may be forgiven. Even the faith to repent and to believe in him as our Lord and Savior is because of this grace, my dear brethren. Because of this grace, Christ's resurrection from the dead resulted in his abiding presence in this life and for all of eternity. So if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you should be jumping in joy no matter what's going on in your life, because at some point in the history of mankind, God sent his only begotten Son to die on our behalf so that the penalty of your sin can be paid in full. So that through his death, you can be reconciled to God who used to be your enemy. My dear friends, if you are not thankful about your salvation, I don't know what will make you thankful. If you are here unsure of your situation, of your standing before God, you've been attending this church for so long and still you don't know where will you be after this life, all you have to do is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in him as your Lord and Savior and repent of your sin and acknowledge him as your God. We ought to rejoice in God's grace towards us rather than overcome with anxiety over the circumstances the Good Shepherd allows in our lives. The mere fact that our future is secure. Should make us rejoice no matter what. Amen? We will always be in God's fold in this life and for eternity. He loves and cares so much for us. What I'm saying is this, we are the most blessed sheep in the world. So why go elsewhere? To whom shall we go? Let us repeat what Peter said in John's gospel. Remember when the Lord Jesus Christ teaches something that is so abhorrent to those Jews? Jesus asked them, "Are you gonna leave also?" And Peter said, "Listen to this. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have words of eternal life. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have words of eternal life." So, brethren, choose Jesus. Choose Christ. The phrase, "Dwell in the house of the Lord," means our actual communion with God as a member of His household for all of eternity. Isn't that amazing? My dear brethren, we who are sinful and rebellious became part or became member of God's household, who will enjoy Him for all of eternity later. So we honor Him in our response, knowing that He is our gracious shepherd who made sure that we are with Him forever. As I end, in His word, the Lord Jesus Christ said in John 16:33, "These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage." Sabi po ng Panginoong Jesus, "I have overcome the world." That is a promise to His disciples only. Sa atin po yan, mga kapatid. Take courage, "I have overcome the world." Now, the question is this, and I'm going to put this as a challenge to you who listened to me for the last 1 hour or so. How should you, as people who claim to know such a good, faithful, and gracious shepherd, respond to the difficult and perplexing trials He permits to afflict you? How? We have David's example. And His example encourages us to respond differently. Always ask this question, "Lord, how should I respond to this difficult situation? Help me to respond with a response that will give glory and honor to You." It's not us. It's not about us. It's about God. Amen po ba? Friends, we are called to respond in a way that honors Him in the presence of unbelieving world. Whether you realize it or not, unbelieving world observes how are you going to respond to difficulties in your life. Problems will not stop. Problems will not stop. But so is God's faithfulness. Amen po ba? We just need to trust Him with the faith that ushered our salvation. There is a reason why this psalm that David penned thousands of years ago reached us. Have you ever wondered about it? May reason po bakit naisulat ito ni David 1,000 years ago, and somehow it reached us. And that is to remind us when we are anxious about circumstances or about anything for that matter, we should trust God as the good and faithful shepherd and rejoice in His grace towards us. We will come to understand, just like David, that according to the good and faithful shepherd, certainly only goodness and faithfulness will follow us all the days of our lives. God bless you, po. Can we just take this time to find a partner and process this, whatever takeaways na meron po tayo. And after that, no, after we shared and pray for one another, let us sing our second song. I would like to ask the mamaya, yung ating worship team to sing the second song. we can bring that to close, yung ating pong sharing. Can we all stand up? Yan.
Let's arrange back our chairs and let us all stand up
to sing the second, yung second song ba? Sige po, tayo po tayong lahat, mga kapatid. Before we end in prayer, let us sing our worship song kanina.
Panginoon, salamat po for your grace in our lives. Thank you that you are our good shepherd. Help us, Lord, not to be in want anymore. You are our Redeemer. You are our Lord. You are our God. What gift of grace is Jesus, my Redeemer? Salamat, Panginoon.
What gift of grace is Jesus, my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold. My hope is only Jesus, for my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing, all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me.
Christ in us is our strength, the night is dark.
The night is dark, but I am not forsaken. For by my side, the Savior, He will stay. I labor on in weakness and rejoicing. For in my need, His power is displayed. To this I hold. My shepherd will defend me. Through the deepest valley He will lead.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, the night has been won, and I shall overcome, yet not I, but through Christ in me.
No fate I dread.
No fate I dread.
Jesus now and ever is my prayer.
Jesus, for he has said that he will bring me home. And day by day, I know he will renew me until I stand with joy before the throne. To this I
close in prayer. Oh, most gracious, loving, faithful, merciful God and Father. Lord, you decided to create us before you even created this world. And you decreed for our salvation to occur, Father, in our lives. How much more, Lord, that you're not going to sustain and provide for this life while we are still here on earth, Lord. Lord, you're such a faithful, loving Father who never fails, who will never abandon or leave us on our own. Thank you for the truth, Lord, that you are our good and faithful and gracious shepherd, our personal shepherd, the sustainer of all things. Lord, help us now, Lord, to stand in these truths, Lord, so we will live lives that are victorious before the unbelieving world, Lord, even though we walk through the shadows of the valleys of death, Lord. Thank you for the assurance that you will be with us every step of the way. Your presence, your love, your faithfulness will abide with us for all of eternity. Help us to be thankful. Help us, Lord, to savor our salvation, Lord, that indeed our gracious need is already met by the death of your Son, and his resurrection secured our future with you. Thank you, Lord, O God. Burn this message in our hearts, Lord. Whatever we're going through, Lord, be magnified and glorified in our responses, Lord. Thank you, Lord, even as we give our tithes and offerings, Lord, O God. Give us to honor your name as well, Lord, O God. We ask, Lord, that you continue to bless, Lord, our jobs, our businesses, Lord, our source of income, Lord, so that we are able to give back what is due you and it can be used, Lord, for the advancement of your kingdom, Lord, in and through our church. Thank you so much. Dismiss us with your peace and protection. All these things we lift up to you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Good morning, po. God bless you.